Hi, welcome to the first episode of our podcast. Well, actually, no, this is our second one because...
Last time.
Yeah, no, because the others
we have
done one on
different.
Wednesday, and this is going to be released on Sunday. My name is Allison.
And I'm Jade.
And we are trialing these new microphones that we don't really know how to use. So fun. So sorry if someone sounds like a lot louder than the other person, because... Yeah, we're pros at this, you know? Okay, so it's the summer holidays now. What are you...
No, it's the spring.
Not spring. Spring holidays now, so what are you doing?
I'm going to a beach.
Yeah.
Down south.
How long are you going there for?
4 days.
4 days? That's fun.
wait. I guess 4.5 days. Four and a half days.
Mm. Okay. And, yeah, what are you going to do there? Do you know?
Just beach.
Yeah. Usually when we go to the beach.
Souvenirs, beach.
Yeah, we go to the beach with Jade's family and or, like, with church people or something like that. And then we usually dig a really big hole. And
we, like, have to try and protect this castle. And basically, while some people are working on the castle, like, trying to build it up, other people are trying to make defenses, so there will be a wall right in front of the castle. And then people dig, like, three trenches at the front.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, I know, like, once we actually found dead coral, and we just, dumped that on the wall and then covered
that
in sand.
Ew.
Oh, that was with, like, a different family.
Oh, okay. It's like, oh, that kind of sounds gross, honestly.
No, it's just, like, hard. It's basically rock.
We found a, cuttlefish bone when we went on holiday. I think we found it last year or the year before. I think it was last year. No,
I remember finding
it. And it was really weird. We thought it was a dead bird on the beach or something.
Ew.
And then we went closer and it's like, oh, fun. And we didn't know what it was for a long time. We thought it was some sort of, like...
Museum for $10,000, museum expected. We didn't earn our money back.
Yeah. And then I think we were, like, asking everyone what it was. Like,
hello. Like, does anybody know?
Mum was messaging friends and stuff. And I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah. How is school?
Oh, good. except for term one. It was, like, half term good, rest term lockdown. Then it was lockdown more. There was, like, slowly getting back into class, like, one person into class, another person into class. Like, maybe, I think, 10 per class. So about 10th of the school was actually on the school grounds.
Mm.
And then this term, well, last term, it's just everyone's back. Normal school term, except that you have to wash your hands all the time and be really, really hygienic.
Yeah, they have hand sanitizer in every classroom. Not everyone uses it, but they have it there, I guess.
Just have it.
Yeah.
And then you just bring your own hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I know some schools, like, for sport, they can't do sport normally. They, like, if they'll have, they might have a, like, a soccer ball or something, and no one can touch it. So they'll have to sanitize it after, like, everyone touches it. Or, like, for, I don't know what, like, athletics or something, they'll have to re-clean the blocks after everyone uses them, which is annoying, so...
I know in, like, Little Athletics, we were doing, I think, javelin. And then basically, we didn't hand sanitize before, but then after we finished with javelin, then we hand sanitize. So... I guess that both ways it's effective, because that means you don't go home with COVID.
They'll probably clean the javelin afterwards and before anyway.
Javelin?
We
realized something. Javelin is a verb and a noun. Sorry.
Is it?
Yeah, I
you
do.
Javelin a javelin.
It's a noun and a proper noun.
What?
Sorry, no, it's a noun and a proper noun. The proper noun is, like, the actual...
Someone's name is Joe.
Like, the actual sport, like, soccer is a proper noun. Proper noun. And then the actual javelin itself is not a proper noun. Because it's a javelin.
Okay.
I said javelin way too many times.
Like normal for your school?
Dip. Mm-hmm. Can.
Like, do you still have PWSA?
Oh, no. We don't go to school anymore. We just training. Though I stopped doing training.
Why?
Well, actually, I didn't stop. It's just that I came back on for team. So, yeah. I think only cricket, basketball, maybe? No. I don't think
the
so.
Stuff that's maybe, less maybe touchy.
Yeah. So.
Actually, no, basketball is very, like.
Yeah, but you know, the basketball teacher is the person who teaches, who organizes all the PWSA.
Mm.
So, you know.
Yeah. We were kind of bored. We were like, okay, so what else can we put into this podcast, I guess?
And
yeah, we came across, like, this, there's this website that has, like, all the national days.
And so, today is National Chocolate Milk Day.
Yeah.
National Staff Day. Scarf Day. And, National Crush a Can Day.
So, if you have cans, go crush them.
This is the day where you can crush as many cans as
honestly,
you wish.
And honestly, I don't think anyone would wear a scarf today. It's pretty warm.
Hot. More hotter than warm.
Mm.
Drink some nice chocolate milk.
Yeah.
It's hot.
It's a very, like, winter sort of thing. Maybe it's, yeah. I don't know if it's Australian website. Maybe it's, like, an American website and they're, like, cold today.
They're in autumn today.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're on an axis.
It's still colder in autumn than in spring, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know. yeah. Okay. We also, we had a requested question. So, George asks, do you like trees? Yeah.
And so,
do you like trees?
Yes and no. I like them because, they provide shade and, you know, deciduous trees are interesting to watch in autumn, whilst evergreen trees aren't really, because they're evergreen, though it's interesting to study. No, because they fall. When they fall,
like, you know. When trees fall over.
Yeah, like in the storm, and then there's a tree that falls on your power line, and then you can't charge your phone.
Has that happened to you?
Yes. You can't charge your phone, and then you
do
get...
Do you even have a phone?
No, I have an iPad.
this does not apply to Jade. Anyway. Wait, like, so a tree's fallen onto your power line.
So it falls onto your power line, and you basically don't have any electricity.
That's annoying.
And then you can't charge your iPhones or devices, and then you get really pissed off, and then you start yelling at the tree.
Oh, nice. Yeah, once it... Yeah.
My earphone fell out.
Oh, yes. I think... I don't really know. Do I like trees? I mean, we need trees to breathe, I guess.
Nah.
Yes?
You don't?
Yes, we do.
No.
What are you going to use then?
Yes and no. If you were to cut down every tree in the earth, you would be fine for about a couple 100 years. After that, you'll be dead. Because the most amount of oxygen either comes from the atmosphere in general or the underwater sea plants.
It'd probably still make it harder to breathe, though.
Like, yeah, because the reason why it would only survive, like, 100 years or so is because the trees actually take in the carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. Mm. Or breathe out. Yeah. Let out oxygen.
Mm.
And so, basically, if no one's taking in that carbon dioxide and breathing out oxygen, or just taking it in general, that means that there'll be so much carbon dioxide that there'll be not enough oxygen, which causes us to suffocate to death.
Fun. Yeah. I think there's a video of Mel, and she was like, oh, you see those trees over there? So the trees across the road, they were like, they didn't have any leaves on them.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, I don't know, this was pretty recent though. I think it was like winter or something, so they didn't have leaves. And they're like, see the trees over there? They go from green to orange, red, and then to invisible. They don't actually, like, I don't know, something like that. It's like, that the leaves are always there. It's just that they turn invisible.
That is one deciduous tree.
Yeah, I really know how leaves got onto the floor then. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to think about that another time.
I know. So basically, by the way, deciduous trees mean the trees that turn orange, red, whatever, and fall off in autumn and winter. Evergreen trees, as the name gives, are evergreen.
No, they're purple.
Why are they purple?
I don't know. Okay.
No, you never get purple leaves unless you have a plant that comes from that originates
I've
from Australia.
I've seen purple leaves. There are purple leaves over there.
Yeah, there are purple leaves in my backyard.
They're
too.
Really weird. I don't even know how they got there. They just started growing there.
You crush them now, up, now and you get paint.
Oh. Have you done that before?
Yeah, because we have purple leaves in our backyard, and basically you just add water and crush them up, and then you get this reddish, maroonish, purplish paint. Great. Descripting.
Yeah. We can try and go do that later, I guess.
Though it's very watery. Like, you don't get that paste that actual paint gets. It's just water paint. So, yeah.
Mm. I thought it'd just be, like...
Unless
like
you
really
actually...
fine parts of leaf with water... So it looks like it's paint, but it's not.
No, it's just... Because basically you just crush it and then the pigmentation comes out.
Mm.
Scientific words.
Science with Jade. That can be a section. yeah. And so because it's spring now, I think a lot of people are getting like...
Hay fever!
From pollen. Know. Can you explain that?
Okay, so basically hay fever is when a allergen, or for this allergic reaction, pollen... enters nasal hairs. When that happens, the body kind of puts up an alert system trying to get rid of it. And basically with people with hay fever, what happens is these lead to symptoms of headaches, hay fever, watery eyes.
Hay fever leads to symptoms of hay fever.
yes. etc. I guess fever. Did you know that,
no,
actually?
They have a lot of, like, runny noses, sneezing, all that, because they're trying to get rid of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some reason
we are not doctors or scientists, by the way.
I just got this from, a show.
Oh, yeah. Scientific. See, we don't actually, I don't know how right this is, so, yeah, disclaimer, we're not actually scientists or anything like this. I haven't even researched this, I'm learning things from Jade right now.
And basically, yeah, so basically spring, so hay fever happens all around like the year, though mainly it happens during spring since flowers and pollen, I guess, produces start blooming, and then the pollen gets swept out by the wind, and you breathe in oxygen, which is the wind, and yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of allergies, I actually have an allergy.
What allergy?
Salmon, and I used to actually be allergic to eggs and dairy, though I overcame it because I started eating ice cream
because it was just too good.
Yeah. I took a bite of ice cream and I was addicted, and then I just ate a lot.
What, like, was it like you got a rash or something?
Hives.
Yeah. I don't have any allergies, I don't think. Yeah. Or no, like, major allergies, at least, if I do have some
allergies. No anaphylaxis.
Yeah.
If I had anaphylaxis...
You'd be dead by now.
That means I would miss out on salmon.
No. Yeah, a lot of people who have allergies, they eat what they're allergic to.
Well, I think sometimes.
Yeah. I think sometimes they're doing it because they actually want to get rid of the allergy, but other times they're just... like the food.
Yeah,
a lot of people are allergic to like eggs, dairy, stuff like that, so you can't eat ice cream, you can't eat eggs,
and you just,
you know,
eat the
eggs
ice
are
cream.
In like everything, I don't know, like
you can't not eat ice cream. You must have ice cream.
Yeah,
if you don't have ice
it's
cream
it's a staple food.
Like if you don't have it, you don't have dairy. Basically
I eat so much dairy.
I
just eat like dairy and carbs, I'm pretty sure.
All I eat, I guess I feel like I eat more carbs, protein and dairy than vegetables and fruit.
Yeah. Well,
I eat fruit.
I eat a lot of fruit, but I don't realize it, I think.
I feel like I don't eat that much vegetables.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, only when I'm forced to eat veggies.
No, I like them. It's just that I'm not bothered to cook them or make them or grow them. Or
I think I'd prefer not to, but
do things with
I don't
them.
Mind veggies.
Oh, I'm hot. My back's burning.
Yeah.
We're in the car, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we kind of... We're in, like... We have three rows of seats, I guess. Cause we have an 8-seater. And the front... We were going to sit in the front because...
it's absolutely
it's
boring.
So hot because of the front window thing. We have some of the windows open, which is probably why I can hear, like, cars driving past. And the boots open. And, yeah, we kind of blasted the aircon before just to cool it down.
Cool surfaces down.
Yeah. And I'm sitting on the floor in the car and dude's in a baby chair. In a booster. Or something. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Did you know that hay fever actually used to be called pollen fever? But then, you know, that name didn't really take off. Everyone just stopped calling that hay fever. Because stopped calling it. Well, never called it
pollen
fever.
We didn't even, like, have hay.
No, because before, like, you know, back when...
Farms.
Yeah, people would start, you know, getting hay fever symptoms when they are near hay.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing. That's why they call it hay fever. Because you get it from hay. And scientists, the good old science buddies, came along and just went, hey, it's actually pollen, so why don't we call it pollen fever? Public said, nope, still hay fever. Sticking to the old traditional names.
Yeah. Because it's almost, like, summer as well. More fruits are coming out, like mangoes.
Oh, yeah, mangoes.
What other fruits? Okay. I don't even know.
Okay, let's play. So, basically, there's this game that we play in class. And, basically, it's called, I think, word tennis or something. And so, there's a category. And, basically, you have, well, imaginary, the... What are those things called they use in tennis? Rackets, yeah. And you just pass words on. So basically, if I was to throw a word at you, for example, the theme was summer fruits, I would say mango, and you have to say back another summer fruit. So see if we get up to 10 summer fruits.
I don't know any summer fruits. Can we just do, like, fruits in general?
Fine, fruits in general. Mango.
Apple.
Strawberries.
Blueberries.
Banana.
I don't know, pear.
Blackberries.
Lychee.
The pomegranate.
Guava.
I'm stuck.
I thought I would lose.
Star fruit.
Figs.
Dragon fruit.
Peaches.
Canned peaches.
What? What's the difference? I mean, there's a difference, obviously, but anyway.
The canned. Huh?
Nectarine.
Nectarine.
No, it's nectarine. Do you say nectarine?
No. Good. I just said nectarine because...
Wait, someone said that. I'm pretty sure someone was saying it was nectarine and we had this full debate. It was like within the family, someone...
Oh, yeah. Okay, basically when you're walking out of a normal class, chat, crushes, whatever, okay? When you're outside the entrance of our class, it's scheduled, not scheduled. No, it's scheduled. We have been debating whether it's called scheduled... Scheduled or scheduled?
Scheduled.
No, it's scheduled.
Which one do you think it is?
Scheduled. We are not American. We are British. We live on British land.
So, wait, how do you pronounce it?
So, the British people pronounce it scheduled. American people pronounce it schedule. So, I'm in between since I'm Aussie. So, I pronounce it scheduled.
No, I just say scheduled.
Yeah. And then there's the lazy people who just say timetable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did hear about this. I think Becca was talking about something. And then they were saying timetables for high school students or something. I don't know. But yeah, same thing. What other things do people... Okay. Like, what other...
Oh, what else do we talk about in class?
Classic Adidas and Adidas.
Yes.
That's, like, classic.
Nectarine, you know, nectarine.
No, I never even... I didn't know people actually said Adidas. I thought it was just like something someone just made up as like, oh, haha, what if we called it Adidas, you know? But apparently people actually call it that. I didn't know that. I thought it was just Adidas and then some people were like...
I don't pay attention to any sport brands, so I don't really pay attention on how they're pronounced.
Yeah, true.
So I would just go, oh, look, it's an Adidas bag. I don't know.
Yeah, what other words?
Oh, no. Oh, look, there's a Nike bag. Oh, yeah, my dad actually bought from Malaysia, Mikeys. Basically, Nike
do
shoes.
Do they have, like, a backwards tick?
No, they have a frontwards tick, except it says Mikeys underneath it instead of Nike.
Great.
Do you need to pronounce it Nike or Nike? Nike.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
Technically, according to the English language, which is totally makes no sense, there are about 1 million exceptions, it should be pronounced Mike. But, of course, we just had to make another exception and just go, no, it's pronounced Mikey. Or Nike, or Nike. No, you get the point.
No, I call it Nike, but I haven't really given it much thought, I feel like I've just, like, almost... It sounds really weird saying, like, grown up with it. Not grown up
okay,
with it.
Okay, basically...
Like, everyone's just said Nike.
Sometimes we annoy our teacher with this, with our pronunciation. So we said, for Amy's birthday, we scheduled a trip to Bondi Beach. for a Skyance trip about the Eather.
Wow, I'm sure your teacher really enjoyed that and really appreciated how much you've learnt this year about your grammar. I have not done anything like
for
that.
For somebody's birthday, we went to Bondi Beach for a...
Did you actually go there?
No. It's just a sentence that we put a bunch of mispronounced words in it.
Punctuation. No,
mispronounced punctuation. Comma. Kuma.
Tomato, tomato.
Potato, potato.
Banana.
Banana.
Yeah.
We actually don't have on the schedule that we actually never wrote down mispronunciations of words, so.
Yeah, because basically we tried doing a podcast yesterday and then we, like, redid it because of reasons. Anyway,
because we screwed up 1,000 times. My face is on fire in a bad way.
Is it too hot in here?
No, it's just that it's hot.
Yeah, beep. That's what I said.
Beep. But it's not too hot, I just said it's hot.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah. So we briefly, like, wrote down what we're going to talk about, kind of. And then hoping we'd get off topic so we can talk about more things because...
Yeah. But, you know, we stick to the schedule.
Sit normally.
Just stretching. Navra.
What?
Stir 2.5 Kerr. Great name.
Like, with, like, the summer fruits and stuff, do you grow any food at home?
Yes.
Do you have a garden?
Oh, yes.
Veggie garden, something?
Yeah, we have... We have coriander, spearmint, normal mint, tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, actually.
I'm just looking at the window, and I was like, snow peas. I think they're snow peas. Yeah, there's just a bunch of sticks sticking out of the ground with some plants wrapped around them. I never actually realized they were there until right now.
There's this potato thing. It's really starchy and has a lot of water. And basically, I was watching this 20-day survival, like, in the wild. And then this guy, right, he just buried it, put a stick over it. And apparently, the roots of that vegetable basically grow out to be the roots of that stick.
What?
So basically, the stick becomes a tree. The stick comes back to life.
Oh.
And the plant and the vegetable acts as the roots.
I do know, like, some things, like some, like, flowers or something.
Yeah, you know some things.
Yes, I know some things. You can, like, cut the stem, and I think they cut it, like, diagonally or something. Then they put it in this powder, and then put it back in the ground, or, like, in, like, something. And then it, like, regrows.
Do you know what's good about succulents?
What?
Just chop off a leaf or a little bit of it and just plant it. It'll start growing. That's actually all we did for our year 4 project, where we had to create vertical gardens. Basically, they just bought, like, I think maybe 5 giant succulents. Everyone just snipped some of it and just stuck it in some soil.
Nice.
In a bottle. So, yeah. Happy life!
I had some succulents.
Stop.
Actually, I got some from your family for, like, my birthday once. And, anyway.
I don't remember.
It was, like, maybe like 2 years ago or something.
Well, and I don't remember 2 years.
I think they died because I kept forgetting to water them. And you don't even need to water them that regularly. I just forgot to water them, like, at all. And every now and then I'll be like, oh, they're dying. Okay, I'll just put some water in there and it'll grow back. And then it was, yeah. And I kept it in the pot because we never had time or.
I know.
Yeah, like, to put it back in the garden.
Speaking of years, 2 years ago I searched up what is the worst year? It said 2018. Next year, I searched up, what is the worst year? It said 2019. This year, I searched up, what is the worst year? Showed 2020. Is every year that we are currently on the worst year? Okay, 2020 is an exception because, you know, COVID, bushfires, etc., etc.
Yeah.
But I mean, 2018 to 2020 has been pretty bad because we've had floods. I think maybe a hurricane or two.
Not
hurricane,
are,
but maybe. Yeah, Queensland.
Other places.
There's been a flash flood. There's been droughts, bushfires, lots of them.
I feel like we have that every year, though. And then I think an increase in technology is also, like, they have more technology to record things and, like, better recording, I guess. So it's like they're comparing to worse technology that might not have picked up everything sort of thing.
I know, like, that apparently every hurricane has a name, so it's easy to record, rather than Hurricane A, Hurricane B. So basically, if a hurricane is so severe, for example, a 10 on the scale, or maybe, yeah, a 10 on the scale is basically one is the least, like, barely does, just a tiny hurricane. A 10 is, like, yeah. If a hurricane does 10 miles of damage, there will never, so for example, let's call this Hurricane Henry. There will never be another Henry because they are most. Because.
Aren't they usually girl names?
There are girls and boys.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we're not judging.
Maybe there was something else that was.
There's a John.
I don't know.
A good old Johnny. There's like a John and Bob and, you know, okay. All those names. And a Jeff.
You can try and get, like. Can you get a hurricane named after you? Like a tornado named after you?
You die at your how do you get a hurricane named after you? You become famous. You tragically die in a hurricane. They name that hurricane after
you. But that's not fun if, like, you didn't.
You die of AIDS.
You died, though. It's, like, sad. You want to, like, live to see your name.
Okay, let's rephrase that. You get. You're one of the only survivors in the thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, Taylor Swift somehow survived a hurricane.
Did she?
I said if she did.
Oh.
Then, like.
No, I feel like they wouldn't name it after her still, though.
Yeah.
Maybe they, like, have a raffle and you can pay money to go in the raffle.
Here's my 100 bucks now. Let me get 100 of my names back in that raffle.
Like, some sort of competition or something. You can do, like, a writing competition and then. That's kind of weird, though. No. It's like.
Oh, write as many of Hurricane names as you can. 3, 2, 1. John 1, John 2, John 3.
Yeah. Strange. Also, if anyone has, like, suggestions for name for the podcast, we really don't know what to do.
So this has been Miso Paste.
There's been Miso Paste, the Wheelbarrows.
The Flaming. The.
Oh, yeah.
The Ducks.
What was it?
The Ducks.
The rubber ducks.
The flaming rubber ducks.
Duckies or something.
No, the flaming rubber duckies who breathe fire.
No, something like that. Something else.
It was a really long name. It included rubber ducks and fire.
Yeah, because we looked up, like, creative
name.
Group names.
La da 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 da.
So basically, me and Jade, we're doing the more, like, civilized podcast. And the other group so we will release them, like, every Sunday, I think.
Uh-huh.
Like,
and they release it
every Wednesday night. So
you can listen to the Sunday one.
So
they're
very different genres as well.
So I think Wednesday night one will be very humorous.
Yeah, so I think they have a, like, sports section, a really dumb sports section.
Okay, depending on who you are, yeah, it might be dumb.
It's very, if you're into sport,
immature,
then it's probably going to be like, what
and
is
the,
this?
And the horses sport, beat the eels in 20 to 100 in soccer hockey.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. Yeah, so I feel like if you're not into sport,
then you'll
be interesting and it'll get you into sport, you know?
Not and then really. You'll just see that eels and horses don't fight each other.
And then there's what no else such did thing they as have? A whole. They had, oh, they were talking about, like, Ushis. Or
oh, they're talking about
Elsa. And then.
They have a weather section.
Oh, yeah, weather section.
There's a 50% chance.
And it was just, like, really, like, it's
humorous.
Just, like, for fun, humorous. Yeah,
very,
like,
joking.
Comedy. Whereas ours is more, as I said, civilized. We're more like, we just sit down and talk about only
more podcast like.
Yeah.
Conversation
more like
podcast.
Normal podcasts, I'd say. Although I haven't actually listened to normal podcasts that much.
So
we'll be the ones that have more like, if we can, have like guests and stuff, you know?
Yeah. We're planning to get voice actor for Connie in the Odyssey.
Maybe.
I don't know.
No, we were just thinking about like random people we could have in. And yeah, I don't know. My friend has.
If you heard that loud bang, that was definitely not me.
What?
I said if you heard that loud bang, that was definitely not me.
It was you. Anyway, stop playing with that. Yeah. So we might have people in because, yeah, my friend's had her in.
There's a bag connected to it. Why is there a bag connected?
I don't know why this bag. She's talking about like this.
Seatbelt thing.
No, the thing like to connect the baby chair to the car. And stop touching.
I'm not touching anymore.
Yeah.
I just realized there's a 28 there.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. So if you guys, have, no, you guys can leave a. I don't even know how you can.
Why did you just say?
No, because I was like, oh, you guys can like answer the question or something.
But
do you like?
Is there any
but
comments?
There's no like comments or anything. No, there is like reviews, but I feel like that's kind of weird if you're like.
Because the reviews, really... no, because comments are like reviews.
Kind of.
Just write the reviews.
You can leave a review anyways, you know. You can also, yeah. I don't know what do podcasts say.
They're do you like, ever use that
like,
wheelbarrow?
Leave a rating and a review or whatever. You can.
Do you ever use that wheelbarrow?
No. It's kind of dead. It looks dead. It's like rusty. And I think the sides of the metal looks lopsided.
Yeah, I see that now. Probably been through the all 42 degrees. Did you know at 52 degrees Celsius, your like car metal actually starts to combust, I guess? Or like melt a bit?
Cool.
Yeah. Just fry an egg on this pathway. Because, you know,
episode,
2 seconds.
Next episode, we can talk about what melts at what temperatures.
Oh, did you know, I think it's 58 degrees water boils, not 100.
Really?
They've been telling you a lie.
It's the end of the world.
Yeah. So, basically, I'm pretty sure it's either 58, 57, or 57. Not 50. Why am I saying 50? I'm thinking of time. Sorry. 98 or 97 degrees.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Why was I thinking? I was thinking of time. Most apologies. So basically, like...
They probably just ran it because it's easier to remember.
Because, yeah. So if you were to boil at 100, boil water at 100, it would boil. Boil it at 99 or 97 or upwards, it will definitely boil.
But then again, I don't really have, like, a thermometer in my water when I boil water. I just wait for the bubbles, and then I cook my egg or whatever, boil my egg or whatever.
Yeah, it's basically useless information, because, but you know, scientists want to know everything.
I guess. Are you going to be a scientist when you're older?
No.
What do you want to be?
I want to be those sound makers in the movies.
Those what?
So, basically the people who run over sound. So basically put...
Like behind the scenes of, like, production.
Of making the sound of... Like, so if this person's running through rain, they can't actually get the whole running through rain sound. Because there'll be, like, people
talking outside.
So you'll,
like, help create the artificial sounds?
Yeah. Oh, I want to do that. Cool. Because I know how to make the different sound between horses running, horses walking, pigs walking, pigs chewing, pigs running.
That's weird. How do you know this? Do you just, like, Google it?
No, I tested it out of my bathroom. Depending on the thickness of cloth on a plastic, chair, it will create a different sound. I think, apparently plastic coconuts, they work very well for concrete for horses, but they don't have any sound on hay or, like, grass, so they use stones for that.
Yeah, I saw like a while ago. I watched a video on Odyssey. Anyway, I watched a video on like Odyssey. It was like a live performance, and there was a guy like the back corner. He's with all his sound stuff. So he was doing all because it was a live performance. So they can't like edit it in and stuff. So when he was doing when they needed different sounds,
he would just do it.
They had it like a little door, and so when they needed like a door opening, he'll like open the door or something, or they'll press buttons and stuff. I don't know, it looked really cool because they just had all the sounds with them on this table, and they can just like make all of them.
Because I want to be a sound maker because you could play with it. Oh yeah, I know there's like this person that I watch on YouTube, who, he does episodes on YouTube, and basically, one episode he did on how to do the perfect skipping rock, as basically he made a robot which could do the perfect,
like on water?
Yeah, skipping a rock. And basically, your rocks have to be 20 degrees from, to the water. So falling to the water, 20 degrees. So you want to kind of stand high-ish. You might, don't go low to try those. Try standing high. You want a good spin. For a good rock, it needs to be smooth. And for children, probably maybe 0 to 4, I'm not sure if they can really skip rocks. So from 5 to maybe 18, okay, maybe a bit less, 12-ish, maybe 15-ish, light and smooth rocks will work. So it's depending on your weight. Like, so too heavy rocks for children won't work. So they have to have...
they're not strong enough.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I don't really know.
And then basically, yeah... the reason which makes rocks skip is that they slash into the water and basically build themselves a ramp, and then they skip like that.
That's interesting. I feel like we've talked so much about like scientific things and like
science, how things work.
Yeah.
You have a thing in your tree.
Yeah, it's to like hold a hose. It like wraps. You can wrap a hose around it.
That kind of looks really weird with no hose around it.
Yeah, it does.
Looks like a bird feeder.
Oh yeah. Speaking of like birds, we found an injured bird.
I found a Rosella.
What?
Yeah, keep going.
We found an injured bird on like our neighbor's driveway, and it was like, I don't know what was wrong with it, but it couldn't fly and it was trying to like fly and stuff. It couldn't even like walk that well. Honestly, it kept falling over and stuff. Anyway, we took it to the vet, and they said they'd see what they could do about
it. My cookie's hot. I left it in the sun.
Oh, yeah. You don't eat your crusts?
No. Oh, well, I do and I don't.
Yeah. I eat my crusts because I don't really... Depends. I don't know. Do you like crusts?
I do and I don't. Soft bread, yes.
White bread, of course. No. Everything's good. No?
Not white bread,
just soft.
I like hot... Yeah, just...
Oh, because you...
I like whole grain. The
sandwich press.
I like whole grain better than white bread, to be honest. Because basically, I told my mom that I like whole grain or wholemeal. But, like, then everyone else in the family likes white bread. So she buys like 2 loaves white bread, 1 loaf wholemeal.
Oh, I prefer white bread, but I don't mind. So, yeah. Do you like sourdough? It's okay, but, like, it's not...
not the best.
Yeah.
Some people
really like it.
It's kind of like a sandwich, right? It's okay, though it's like not the best.
Yeah.
Like it's on the good side, though you wouldn't prefer to eat it.
Yeah.
All the time. Or it's not like
I remember
it's
when not we were like younger, we were like obsessed with Raisin Toast. Now it's like it's still good, but it's not like
I have not had Raisin Toast for nearly, like, 5 years until, like, maybe last week.
Oh.
And we just, Mum just bought some Raisin Toast because, you know, Woolworths, Ushies, free Ushies, actually, bonus Ushie. And basically, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Ushies.
I love Raisin Toast. Like,
we bought, like, so many because it was, like, if you buy a packet of Le Snack equals one Ushie.
Yeah.
And, like, maximum 5 or something. So... we have a lot of Le Snack now. We usually get Dippets.
Free Le Snacks. Which,
honestly, I like Dippets more. I think it's because the biscuit is, like, softer. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
We also bought a bunch of Le Snacks.
Yeah, for the Ushies. Yeah, I don't collect them, but my siblings do collect them. Yeah, we've got 2 rare ones, I think. that are kept on my bed now for safekeeping, but every time they want to play with them, they come onto my bed and, like, I got glitter all spilt on my bed because someone, like, opened it while trying to get the Ooshies. I'm assuming that's what happened. I don't know. I was at school.
Oh, but, okay, if you can't hear Ali properly more than me, it's because her microphone's slightly broken.
Well, we don't really know. It's, like, the top bit.
Like, there's, like, this little top bit that goes on top of it, too, but then her part's not on. I guess it's kind of like a cap, maybe.
I think I'll be louder than you, though, because I'm holding it, like, the same distance from my mouth the whole time, and you're, like, ooh. You're just, like, I don't even know what you're doing. Yeah.
Sorry.
We
have quite a nice view, honestly.
Do we? Not really.
Our view is straight to the next door house. Yeah, you can't see over it.
It's because we've got, like, a road across the road from our house.
Yeah, ours is just straight lane. And
we have flowers. Our neighbours have flowers. We don't really. We have some flowers, but they're not...
We have weeds as flowers.
Yeah, fun. I think we had those flowers. They're, like, purple in the back and white at the front. And we had them, like, a few years ago. And then, I think they just died and then kept growing.
Yeah. Okay, so, I think, we're gonna run over time, so I think we're gonna
end it. Well, not over time, but.
Yeah, but we have to go, I guess.
Yeah, I think our siblings are waiting to record their episode now in the car.
They're in the tent.
Are they? Are they recording in there?
I think.
I don't know.
But anyway.
We wanted to record in here afterwards.
And also because Ali's little siblings want to hear it, so you better edit it quickly. Oh, no, and they're coming now. So, yeah, I think we have to end it here. So, thank you for listening to...
Our podcast? Our first podcast?
Our first podcast. Second podcast.
And in the review, leave a... rating and review. That's what people do on podcasts, I think.
Yeah, leave what you think about
and yeah, trees. Answer the question, do you like trees? And thank you for the question.
Oh, by the way, do you like deciduous trees or evergreen trees? So, also type that in the reviews. So, thank you and goodbye.
See you next week. Bye.